We are joined here in the media center with the number one pro stock motorcycle qualifier, Hector Arana Jr. His pass of 6.879 of 194.24 from Friday held up. This is his first number one qualifier of the season and his 19th of his career. Talk about what this means.
Yeah, this means a lot to me. You know, not only me, but everybody back at the shop and everybody on the crew. Everybody works so hard for this, and it's nice that we finally get the results that we're getting. It's really awesome. And, you know, even this year, we've been running really good, number three, number two, and that's awesome, and we're happy to get those. But it's so awesome to finally get the number one, and it really does mean a lot.
Even more so when you're at a Lucas race because of how much they've been with your family and you over the years.
Yeah, exactly. You took the words right out of my mouth. To get number one, but to get it at the Lucas Oil Nationals, it's awesome. It's the best thing we could do for them, and now the next thing to do is get the next hat, and that's the yellow one.
Yeah, obviously you saw the time that the Jerry ran in that fourth session. Were you thinking that Ellie or somebody else was going to come up and better your time later on in that session?
When I saw that, I didn't worry about that. When I saw that time, I just thought that we should be able to run even better yet. So we missed it a little bit, but it was still a good conservative run, and it'd be something good to have for race day. So as long as we can stay consistent and repeat runs like that, we'll be really good.
Yeah, what are you thinking? I mean, obviously the conditions that you guys have been racing in, today and even in yesterday should be relatively similar to tomorrow. I mean, what went wrong today that you guys are going to want to work on for tomorrow?
We tried some things. Q3, we probably could have lowered our time even more so, and then today it warmed up, and because we messed up Q3, we didn't have a really good run to tune off of there. So, tomorrow we have a good baseline, and we'll be able to tune going rounds forward.
Yeah, it's been a while since you've been up here, had been a number one qualifier. How good does it feel to, as good as your performance has been, obviously, this year, how good does it feel to finally kind of have something like this, like a milestone like this, to really back up how good your performance has obviously been?
Like I said, it's all this work. Rob, I think, said it's been 2 years since I had number one, so... Like I said, we have been working hard. Like, I'm telling you, we were working harder than we ever thought we would work at this, and it's finally paying off, and it's amazing. It's a great feeling.
Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.